You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the PHNX Suns VIP Lounge, brought to you by our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. You guys, it wasn't pretty, but we did it. 9 in a row.
We made it through.
Woohoo! That's all that matters, as long as you get the dub.
Yeah, that was ugly. Good Lord.
That was really ugly. I'm Lindsay Smith. That's Saul Bookman, Gerald Bourget, and Espo. And tonight, the Phoenix Suns took down the Timberwolves 99-96. That last quarter was a little entertaining, though.
It was fun.
I'll give
it
that.
The second half of it.
You know? That was a good fourth quarter to watch if you just like basketball. And luckily, we like basketball and the Suns.
Yeah. Leah, can you throw that image up there? Thank you, Leah. We get a full Buscemi tonight.
Oh, was it that ugly?
Yeah, it was ugly but successful. It was a Buscemi, all right?
Well, it was successful, okay.
It was ugly but successful.
And we love Steve Buscemi.
I do. I love Steve Buscemi. He's made a career making fun of his look, so.
Oh,
no. That was a Buscemi.
Jeez. Lindsay's just horrified for Steve Buscemi, who's just so much
just
better off
really
than any of us.
Thus, the ugly but successful.
Should we go to the bar?
Let's go to the bar!
It's the only way a Buscemi can look good is by going to the bar.
Oh, it's the cat piss light, because you don't want the calories of a full cat piss. You want the cat piss light. Carl Anthony Towns made this a quite ugly game for a lot of it, and kept this much closer than anybody thought. Anybody but me thought tonight's game would be. So.
Yeah, he started off really hot, and then he finished really hot. He had 35 and 13, made 5 of 9 threes. I mean, he was really good. He was the reason that the Timberwolves kept it close in the fourth quarter.
He's a good basketball player. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, I mean, he was super pumped up for whatever reason tonight. Like, he was screaming after just about every foul or dunk or three. Like, he was... You would have thought they were playing in the NBA Finals right now, the way he was really acting out there.
For him,
I loved him pumping up the crowd with that.
With the ref, you suck.
Yeah.
That was objectively hilarious.
That was good.
To be fair, that's about as close as the Timberwolves will get to playing in the NBA Finals is playing the defending Western Conference champion. So.
Espo's feeling ornery. He's just shots across the bow.
I mean, Espo is just like filled with cat piss right now.
And vinegar. Yeah. Don't forget that as well.
That's why it's our drink of the game, I guess.
Brendan makes a really good point in the chat. He said, no one remembers the ugly wins. And that's true. This was really ugly tonight. But give it a few days, even maybe a couple weeks, and we'll just be like, it's just another W.
Trust me, we'll be trying to forget this one as quickly as possible. Yeah.
I don't know. I liked the way Booker and CP3 played down the stretch, especially CP3, who was at one point, I believe he was 1 of 9, shooting, and then all of a sudden it was just like boom, 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 and they were all crispy, nothing but net. Like we were joking around about it before. Like EJ said, like, I've never seen a guy hit the rim so many times and still have the ball go in, because that was Chris Paul until it wasn't, and he was just shredding everything. It was beautiful to watch.
Well, the consensus was that because the rim was a little wonky at the beginning of the game, they didn't actually put it in the place that it was supposed to be. It was still a little wonky.
The problem with that is they switched ends of the court. It wasn't both hoops they had to fix.
Shush, Espo, let us have this. But to your point, Saul, Chris Paul had 2 points heading into the fourth quarter, and he finished with 21 points. So showed up big time.
But that's why guys like Devin Booker and CP3 are so important. You're playing a young team in Minnesota. It's an ugly game for three quarters, and then the stars come out. They shine when it's time to win, and CP3 and Book did that. They carried this team in the fourth, where DA did a lot of the heavy lifting in the first three quarters to keep them in it, and then Book and CP3 took over.
Yeah, I mean, and minus that one missed free throw near the end for Book, that would have put him up, I think, three. He was really good in the fourth quarter, too. I think he had 9 of his 29 in the fourth. And he got to the line 15 times tonight, which in an ugly game like this where you shoot under 38% from the field, under 27% from three, getting to the line is a big help for your team. So he didn't shoot the ball particularly well tonight, at least for most of the evening, but he helped his team get points and get an ugly W at the end.
I mean, the three-headed monster came alive tonight. It was nice to have DA back for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, he played solid. He had a good game. I believe he had a double-double.
He did. Yep.
And so, I mean, he had, at one point, him and Towns in the third quarter had 19 apiece. Mm-hmm. So he was matching him. But, you know, of course, DA came out and Cat went on a run. So, you know, I really value the way this team showed their composure in the fourth quarter. And you could see the drastic difference between them and the Timberwolves when they in that last 19-second stretch where they were fumbling the ball. They got the rebound, then lost it, and Jay got the ball back, and that pretty much cemented the victory for the Suns. The composure. When you have a Chris Paul on your team, you just feel like, okay, we got control, even if it doesn't seem like we have control. He's got control. That's all that matters.
And we trust him.
Yes. Yeah. If you tell me everything's going to be all right, everything's going to be all right. It's kind of like, you know, your first monsoon here in Arizona and your parents just tell you, hey, it's going to be okay. And you're like, all right, Dad, don't fuck this up.
Yeah. And that's where kind of a glaring difference between this team and the Wolves shines through, because you've got Chris Paul and Devin Booker. And on the other side, you've got D'Angelo Russell taking fadeaway corner threes that you don't need to take in that situation. So big difference there, and it worked in the Suns' favor.
And you've got Cat taking threes from the logo and making them somehow.
He was on fire.
Unbelievable shots there. But I want to bring this up. Sundress Dunks in the Discord. He's one of our Cove crazies in the chat, though, too. He said tonight's game was more entertaining to him than last night's game. A big win. I don't know. For three quarters, that was painful. That was like putting toothpicks in your eyes, kind of painful. That was not a pretty game.
Yeah, I feel like
it was exciting down the stretch. Yes. It was one of those games that was close, not good for most of it. It was good. I think the fourth quarter was fairly entertaining, at least for the last three or four minutes.
Yeah. If you didn't tune in until like the last 6 minutes of the game, you'd have been like, oh, this is a good game. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. It was far from the first three quarters, that's for sure.
I didn't enjoy the first three quarters at all. I'll be honest with you.
Lindsay was curled up in that seat ready to go to sleep through three quarters.
It was just, it just like dragged.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a different type of drag. Like, we talked about this, I think, after the Grizzlies games, where we were like joked around. It was kind of a boring fourth quarter because we had such a big lead. Mm-hmm. That kind of boring, I can get on board with. This kind of dragging along, like, I'm not. No, thank you. I will pass. Shall we reveal our draft king of the game?
I think we should. Welcome back.
One, Mr. DeAndre Ayton. Welcome back to the fold, DA. He finished the night with 22 points, 12 rebounds, and he had it in one assist. You know, mm-hmm. Just had to mix it up a little bit.
Let me say this before we get off the graphic. Amazing crown placement by
yes,
Leah.
It's fantastic.
That was
actually,
that's
tonight.
Really good crown placement.
Why? Where'd you put the crown at last week?
No, Shane. I said Shane's immaculate, the best producer with the crown placement. And Leah took offense, so she came through big tonight with the crown placement on DA.
It's a fucking crown. No, like, how hard can it be to place it on somebody's
head? It's called having fun, all right? Try it sometime, all right?
Oh,
the future missus might appreciate it.
Coming from Mr. Orner here tonight, huh?
I have ornery in a fun way, all right?
You can be mad and happy at the same time?
Hell yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
Totally.
I'm happily mad.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck that guy. You're right. It does make me feel better.
Oh, boy.
This show was so much better as a three-person show on Sunday night.
That's just because you like... Never mind.
Oh, no. D.A. shot 10 of 14 from the field, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He had a good night.
He was really good.
He had, 7 offensive rebounds, which was huge because the Suns were missing so many threes. So really strong, like, comeback performance from him after missing, what was it, the last 5 games in a row and 6 of the last 7. So I feel like that's all you could ask for a guy who hasn't played in a while, was dealing with an injury, and going up against Towns. That's great.
I'm just really glad he got over his beef with Sarver and decided to play tonight, right? That's what everybody said it was, right?
Oh,
no, it's great
to
see him.
Fuel that fire.
We went over this. It's not that. It's not that at all. It was good to see him, though, come back from an injury and slide right back into that double-double mode. Like, it's... this guy is almost an automatic double-double. You can pencil it in. And in a game like this, if they didn't have him, like we said, in those first 3 quarters, this could have been much uglier than it looked in that time frame, too. So,
there's still comments in the chat. So if you guys want to address this, just kind of still giving a little bit of grief around DA, plus the whole DA cat thing that we talked about in pregame.
Sure.
So if you'd like to address it one more time, because one of the comments that he did still give up 30 to Cat. Was
no,
he really the king of the game?
No, he didn't give up 30 to Cat. He still was getting switched off of Cat a ton of times. Like, when Cat was, it was hidden, especially from the perimeter, most of those were not on DA. So it's like, come on, guys. Like, you can pick and choose what you want to follow, but I didn't feel like DA had a terrible game defensively tonight. I thought he did it. He got a couple fouls because Cat did drive and force those fouls, but... come on, man. I mean, you were just nitpicking.
And even the shots that he did hit on DA, they were well beyond the 3-point line. There's only so much you can do with a unicorn like Towns, who can shoot the ball from way out there, put the ball on the floor, and draw those fouls like Saul was talking about. He was, you know, creating a lot of contact there. A couple of them were 50-50 calls that could have gone either way. You know, Towns is just a really good offensive player. Like, it is what it is. DA didn't have a bad game. Sometimes stars in this league just have really good games. Cat had a really good game tonight.
And didn't Cat score 1 point in each of the second and third quarters too?
Like, yeah,
it's he had good bursts. And when he, to your point, if he's hitting those extremely long threes, what's DA supposed to do? Go guard him at 32 feet out? Like, that's just, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's just, he's just a tough cover. That's all it is. He's a tough guy to defend. And it sucks that every time we talk about Cat or DA lately, they have to be compared to each other. But
that's like blaming Chris Paul because Steph Curry had 35 points. Like, get the fuck out of here.
When a lot of people were bringing up, too, that Jay was on Cat quite a bit tonight as well.
A ton.
Sure, you could say DA was maybe a little sloppy at times, but you also have to remember he's missed quite a few games. This is his first game back, so he's still trying to ease back into things and find that rhythm again. Because
I mean, what's the alternative? Did you want to put JaVale back out there?
Well, but
did you want to put Frank out there?
Didn't Cat score on JaVale a lot in that first quarter too? Because DA didn't play the full first quarter when Cat had 14. Like, it's,
well, I mean, Cat got off to a good start mostly on DA and Jay Crowder. But you know, he's just really good. Like, we don't even have to dive into who he was scoring on who. Like, he got to the line 11 times, made 10 of them, made 5 of 9 threes, made 10 of 19 shots. Like, he's just a really good, versatile offensive player, and that's all it has to be.
So Long John Silver 85, our friend, one of the Cove crazies, says DA had a DA game. And I think that's part of this. People have become numb to DeAndre Ayton having a double-double. It's like, all right. It's like, no, that's actually quality basketball from your center there. Like, this is... I think people are numb to what DA does out on that floor. And defensively, he's had an impact tonight where they didn't have that on the nights that they missed him. I don't know. We go through this. People are going to hate DeAndre Ayton no matter what he does. Nothing will change that narrative. We thought maybe winning a championship or almost winning a championship would, and him being a big part of it. That didn't change shit last playoffs. People will always feel this way about DeAndre Ayton, and I'm not quite sure why. It's like how people used to always hate on Amari for his rebounding. Like, oh, it wasn't enough even when he'd averaged 9 or 10 in a season. It's just going to be
like this. If DA wasn't the number one overall pick, then I don't know if we have this discussion about DA ever.
I wouldn't.
But the fact that he's the number one pick for whatever reason, like, there has never been a flop at number one. And this isn't even a flop. This is exactly like, you know, when they talk about Jordan getting drafted that year and the Rockets still getting Hakeem. Like, I wouldn't say that the Rockets missed on their pick. Right. They got a Hall of Famer, one of the greats of all time. And I don't know if DA is going to be one of those guys, but in relation to Doncic and Trae Young, like, he's up there. He's close. You know what I mean? He's not in a whole nother category about to go to, you know, the G League.
Yeah. Look, his name's not Luka. We've talked about it. His name's not Luka, and some people will always hold that against him.
Well, yeah, and I think that's part of it. I also think that when it comes to DA, and you talk about DA had a DA game saying stuff like that, I actually view it as more, I feel like you can interpret that as a compliment, because what DA does best is he cleans up around the basket, he sets good screens, he rolls hard, and that's what he did tonight. He had 10, he made 10 of his 14 shots. He was super efficient. Almost all of his shots, except for like one mid-range jumper, were all around the basket. And he had a great game. He had 7 offensive rebounds, like we said. He was cleaning up the Suns' many misses from three. Like, that is the epitome of what, when DA brings it, that's the best that he does. Like, it's, and it's not a bad thing. It's a good, it's a compliment. It's a good thing that he complements this roster in that way.
It's kind of funny how we always want to go to DA. Like, DA is the center point of, like, the good or the bad, right?
Right.
When, if you watch this game, DA was a good. Like, by and large, he was a good.
Yeah.
Devin Booker, CP3 in the fourth quarter, they were a good. The wings were a bad. Like, they could not hit a three to save their life. Jay Crowder, Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges, Landry Shamet. Like, it was a disaster out there on the perimeter. But nobody wants to talk about that. Yeah. It's always about DA.
Jay Crowder, 0 for 9. Mikal Bridges, 2 for 8. Cam Johnson, 3 for 9. The Suns shot, again, less than 27% from three. Like, we can talk about all the different reasons why this was an ugly game. It was just bad shooting on the second night of a back-to-back to me.
The wings were so bad, they might as well have been served at a Peter Piper pizza.
Oh, no.
That's
Did
how
they
bad
have no
the wings
chicken
were.
In them either?
They have no bones. They're just bad. They a glump of chicken. That's how bad those wings were tonight.
Saul's like, I agree with his point, but I hate what he just said.
It's funny that you brought this up, because Sam in the chat really did want to actually have this conversation.
Good for Sam. There you go, Sam.
He's asking, are we concerned at all long term?
No.
Cam Johnson, we're getting into an area where I might be concerned. But that may just be because I had such large expectations for Cam this year, and he's falling vastly short of them right now.
I mean, but what were your expectations?
I expected him to have a big year this year.
But like,
I expected him to be the offensive.
Give me a number points you thought he would average maybe at this point.
I thought 13 to 15. I thought he'd be the offensive firepower off that bench. I thought he'd hit threes. I thought he'd cut to the basket. I thought he would be a guy that you looked at as the second unit's offensive firepower. Yeah. And he just has not shown up in that. But I don't think tonight is indicative of being concerned overall about the wings. Mikal Bridges ain't shooting 2 for 8 on a regular basis. Tonight was tail end of a back-to-back where you didn't rest your starters. We talked about it in pregame. They played their starters until 2 minutes left in a game you were up 22. Like, that's why you had no energy tonight.
I
don't know if it's to that extent, because they only did play like 32 minutes last night in total. But the travel time from Houston to Minnesota on the second night of a back-to-back, I think that has an effect on you. I also think that, you know, like, I think we got spoiled last year. The Suns were a really good back-to-back team last year. Maybe that's not going to be the case after another historically short offseason.
But they just won, and they've won 9 straight. Why are we talking as if this team is the Coyotes?
That's fair. Like, that's a fair point.
Well, I think it's just because we're all, like,
it was so ugly.
We don't want to give away what the good that we've gotten, so now we're just a little bit concerned, maybe overly concerned.
Like,
at times.
You know, these things will show up when they play better competition overall. They haven't played the elite in the West for the most part. Like, when you play the Warriors, when you play maybe even on the East side with the Nets and what have you, shit, even Chicago's balling out. Like, you better hit those wide open shots. And that's the thing that's concerning me, is that these are wide open shots that they're missing. Like, these aren't contested. They're not like forcing it up. These are just wide open shots. as an NBA player, you got to hit those. And to your point earlier, like, hey, Cam Johnson's got to hit those threes. Mm-hmm. And he has been struggling mightily this season. I mean, between him and Jay, you just never know what you're going to get on a night-to-night basis.
Chris in the chat said, not the Coyotes is a solid 10th check. Yeah. And poor Petey.
What's wrong with the Coyotes? Our Petey Lee is a partner in crime on the Coyotes. Showing up to in the chat. Coyotes. Of course he tunes in for the first time when I have Coyotes slander for the first time ever on this
Petey's
program.
Just been silently lying in wait for that first shot.
I will defend my Coyotes at all costs.
All right, I have a question for one of our Cove crazies. Mm-hmm. Where did it go?
I don't know the answer
Robert
to the question.
Robert York. No. No, wait. Yeah, Robert York. Did you actually take 9 whiskey shots? Or are you just...
Damn. I think he was encouraging Gerald.
Well, he said 9 whiskey shots at the top of the show, and then he followed up and said something along the lines of, like, those 9 whiskey shots, no joke.
Oh, my God.
So, I need to know. Do we need to call somebody for you?
I thought you were going to say, I need to know what that feels like, because we have some whiskey shots in the other room.
No. I need to make sure he's okay. 9 shots in within like 6 minutes.
His liver needs that panic button.
He
used
said,
to have
hell yeah, it did. So, Robert, please, let's do beer shots if this win streak continues.
He had more shots of whiskey than the Suns had made threes tonight.
Oh, hey.
Just looking out for you, homie. So let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break so I can tell all you Hoopers out there watching about a place where you can win some free bets. And that is the DraftKings Sportsbook app. So right now you can bet on any NBA game this week using the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And here's the deal. If you use the code PHNX when you sign up, after you place just a $1 bet on any NBA team to score a point, you can win $100 in free bets instantly. When any team scores, you score with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. It's safe, it's reliable, it's secure. I'm excited to see what's going on in the comments. And again, if you want to get on board with all of the fun over on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, just download it and use the code PHNX when you sign up, because you're going to get some sweet, sweet cash. You're going to get a bunch of great deals. They're constantly sending out like promotional items or extra, what is it, odds boosts?
Odds boosts, free in-game, same-game parlay.
You get your, what is it, like you get your money back on certain if you don't hit.
Yeah, that's how I've become so rich using
It's awesome. I mean, take a look at it. Use the code PHNX. And just a reminder, that is 21 and older. Only Arizona only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Y'all want to catch me up on what's happening in the comments?
Petey in the comments said, P.S. Saul shirt. Wet.
Okay. Let's.
I'm wearing a Coyote shirt. That's why.
Let's remove the emojis from Petey's keyboard in the future as well. What in the heck is 8014 debt saying? Gerald, can you give me a double baconator?
No. Read that correctly, sir.
Gerard.
Not even Gerald.
Gerard,
can you get him a one? Sure.
Double baconator meal from Wendy's. Why?
Sir, this is a Wendy's. I don't know.
This is not DoorDash. Go somewhere else.
We're all equally confused with that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Unless there's something that you posted on your social about, like,
no. I'm more of a Jack in the Box guy.
Gerard, did you get hacked again?
Are you Bourget Gerard now?
No. I mean, I do have it set up, but like. No, I don't know. That was weird.
I'm so confused. Ayo,
this chat is wild, fam.
We're trying to figure
Welcome,
it out,
bees.
Too. Oh, there we go.
My bad.
That still doesn't explain it.
I'm just pumped up. All right, 8014, you got you.
We can go get double bacon.
Did you not think we were going to see these comments or what?
AD, you drop a 10 spot in the... in the super chat, and Gerard will get you a baconator. All right,
he gives us Gerard Butler vibes.
There we go.
Love it.
I went from being Gary because
Saul's broken.
Sports are fun, says Pete.
Yes, they are, Petey. Sports are fun.
I love that B face.
Bees in the chat does have a B face.
That's awesome.
Oh man.
Can you get us back on the rails?
Please, Lindsay,
I'm trying. In last night's game, there was a really great Chris Paul moment.
Yes.
There was also a pretty great Chris Paul moment tonight. Yes. And I feel like we should relive it a little
bit. For sure.
So let's take a look at that highlight.
So Chris Paul coming up the court. He's got Landry Shamet behind him. He fakes between his legs and gets the ball to himself. And the best part to me is if you watch a clip, run it back another time, Leah. He's talking to Landry Shamet to set this up as if he's going to pass it to him and then just okey-dokes the defender. If he had made that layup, that's SportsCenter number one. There's no doubt on that. That was next level.
Especially right after that, what did we decide? That platinum nutmeg last night?
You got no nuts left, nutmeg. I believe that's where we landed.
This guy is on a roll right now.
He's 36 and he's out there playing like he's playing on the playground still. Like he's just fooling guys. It's unbelievable. I love watching Chris Paul, and I used to hate this dude when he was on other teams.
Totally. We've said it multiple times. He's one of those guys that you hate when he's playing against your team, but you absolutely love having him on your
team. He's like Pat Bev.
Yeah. He's like, your asshole.
No,
you can't tell me.
Pat Bev's an asshole and doesn't have a good game.
You think you would hate Pat Bev if he was playing for the Suns right now?
I wouldn't like him the way I like Chris Paul. It's not like he's an all-time great. Pat Bev is an irritant. Chris Paul is a very good player that pisses you off. There's a difference.
Yeah, I would say we wouldn't be thinking about putting Pat Bev in the Suns Ring of Honor after one season. Chris Paul's different.
I didn't say that they were the same in terms of talent. I'm just saying, like, in terms of liking, you don't think you would be a Pat Bev stan if he was on the Suns and he was annoying the shit out of, I don't know, Drew Holiday last year in the playoffs instead of Devin Booker?
I think you might have, but if he's doing that shoving guys in the back when their back is turned, that kind of stuff is hard to defend.
There was a moment in this game where Devin Booker had a wide open path to the basket and he knew Pat Bev was behind him. Mm-hmm. And that guy is so dirty that Devin Booker was hesitant just simply because he knew he was behind him.
He was all up in Devin's head with that.
That is not, that's just, that punk stuff.
Yeah, like, that's different than being petty. That's just like scummy almost. You know what I mean? Like there's two different levels. I don't know. I don't know about that one, Saul.
We should
bring in the discussion. Yeah, Saul speaking facts, but you ain't ready to have this discussion.
No, we're definitely not, Brian. Can
we go back up to
Sam?
No, there was Aaron in the chat, I believe it was. Said, why wasn't Sticks playing? Because he sucks. That's why Sticks isn't playing, all right? Hashtag analysis.
Did you see the Grizzlies game?
We had to go all the way up just to make sure we get our obligatory shot in on Jalen Smith for the night.
I don't understand why Sticks wasn't in the game.
He is hot trash.
Like, hashtag analysis. He sucks. Like, that's what...
I try to give guys the benefit of the doubt, but you guys aren't wrong.
We should spend as much time on the player that they spent on the court. And since he didn't play, move along.
Yeah.
On to the next one.
I do think we should note, I think it was Sam's comment below that was saying, can we just appreciate, or maybe a little bit above that, can we all just appreciate that
2 years ago, Book's career-long win streak was like four, LOL.
Yeah, and we're at nine now, which is the Suns' longest win streak since 2010 when they won 10 games in a row. So not even the Bubble Suns, not the finals team from last year, have won nine in a row. They played some easy competition, and a lot of them have been pretty ugly, but we'll take it.
And we are sitting here talking about D.A. and freaking Jalen Smith. People, can't we enjoy nice things? No. We finally have nice things. Let's enjoy them.
You want to talk about the number 5 overall pick coming on this week? Or you want to wait?
Am I?
Okay, never mind. Okay.
Let's look at our quote of the night. How about that? Damn, oh, I think that's a great place to go.
Let's do quote of the night.
Our quote of the night. He's sick, man. Eddie Johnson. So take this one away.
I mean, it was basically just the highlight before. And actually, it was a series in the fourth quarter where CP3 hit kind of a fadeaway three with Towns in his face. And then he comes back down the next time down the court, hits a little elbow jumper kind of fading away as well. And both of those are just crispy. And Eddie just kind of looks at him and is like, he's sick, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you say about dudes that you just – like, how? And why are they so damn good? Chris Paul is that damn good.
It also described all of us how we felt through three quarters as well. So we all felt kind of sick, man.
Sick. Yeah, that's fair.
I thought you were going to bring another quote.
I love that Saul doesn't even react.
I had ice cream in the third quarter. I didn't care. I was happy.
I was having a great time.
Yeah, I was just here to enjoy the ride.
I mean, that was a pretty solid.
Fine. If we're just going to have fun. Favorite ice cream flavor. What's the best ice cream flavor, Lindsay? What's your vote?
It depends on the day. I mean, how about this? I can't pick a favorite, but I can tell you mint chip is overrated AF.
I agree with that. My wife would kill me for saying it out loud. But
Mint chip. Overrated AF.
Man. It's trash.
I wouldn't choose it, but I don't mind it. I'm more of a...
Gerald is always Switzerland. Gerald's always like, I just want everybody to get along.
Gerald's trying to be more positive, and now we start talking about ice cream flavors that are trash.
Gerald is very much the Switzerland of our group. He's just like, I'm not here to piss anybody off.
I feel this like Gerald and I take turns on who's going to get alternate. In on it, who's not.
For sure.
I'm a Nutella gelato type guy. That's my deal.
July.
I'm Italian. I gotta.
What about you guys?
I like cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream is a solid option.
Can't go wrong there.
You can't go wrong there.
Cookies and cream, Rocky Road, cookie dough. Those are the power three. That's
put
the big
all three.
Three
in one?
I mean, when you look like me, sure, why the hell not? Like, hey, let's go all in. I know, but like those are the big three for me, right?
Mm-hmm. Gerald is undercover HR.
Yes.
I don't know if our show would have made it this long.
Undercover HR. God. That's why they get all quiet every time we make a sexual innuendo. They're like,
Like,
noted.
Scribbling notes down.
John in the chat says coffee with Oreo is a game changer.
I could see that.
That
being
sounds
good.
Intriguing, John.
Really is, boo?
If I want coffee, I'm going to drink a coffee. I don't need ice cream to give me a coffee flavor.
What's the espresso with the ice cream in it?
I know what you're talking about.
Why are you turning to the Italian guys and
ask
that?
Because he said he's all about Italian ice cream. Oh, well, I figured he would know.
Doggone it. What is it?
What, espresso
like, it's,
with Italian?
It's like a...
I believe
like
it's called...
with an A.
Like, I believe affogato. It's called crack.
Affogato. Nice job.
That's so good.
So good.
Affogato. I was trying to think of the word, but I forgot about it.
Just try this. There was an ice cream place in town where I went and got an affogato, but they had an extra. They add a little bit of Coke into it. So it's coffee, Coke, and vanilla ice cream.
Like
and I was
Coke
like,
cocaine.
No, cocaine.
Yo, that stuff, man, it hits different right here, man.
Any powdered sugar.
First, you got to put your face into it.
get that full feeling. Yeah.
And it was actually really good. I was kind of like, I was very hesitant at first, but I was like, well, let me just try it. It was coffee, Coca-Cola, and vanilla ice cream.
It's called the
Yayo
Special.
That sounds good.
It was like a special.
By the way, to everybody in the chat that says Espo looks like he likes all the flavors. Oh, fuck you. All right?
I'm only laughing because that's what I said. I'm not laughing at the chat.
That's fantastic.
John, yeah, there is one on Van Buren. There's also one on Central, too. Just, you know, throwing that out there. Some really good places to get some coffee
and
Chris,
ice cream. Thank you in the chat. Zero chance of Bev fandom. That's somebody that gets it.
Zero
right there.
For sure. Cool.
Chris, one of our favorites.
She's one of the OGs for sure.
All right, gentlemen. Anything else you'd like to discuss before we wrap things up today?
Man, I feel like that was a fast show.
Yeah.
Nine like
straight.
A roller coaster.
We're like 35 minutes in.
That's it? I got another 40 in me. Let's do this.
Do it, Espo.
I can name all the ice cream flavors. Apparently, the chat thinks I'm an expert on it. So,
31 of them. Here we go.
Oh,
go.
Man.
Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
I would just like to say this about this team. Tonight was very much an experience kind of, you know, no nerves kind of night. It was a game in the middle of a regular season, and, you know, it's just 1 of 82. Chris Paul and Devin Booker didn't make the moment bigger than it needed to be, and they came through in the fourth quarter like the pros that they are. And that's what is always going to make me feel better about this team, is that no matter what, you know, you have two guys at the top that understand the game, understand the ebbs and flows of a game, and know when to turn it on and really put this team over the top. And for that, I'm happy.
Yes. And I wanted to address the chat real quick because we had a request to talk about Foundation on our next G-Rated. I will watch it here soon. And then we got a Ghostbusters Afterlife. Espo and I are going to sit down. We're going to plot out a G-Rated schedule. So we'll have those planned in advance a little bit better.
I want to see Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I do too. That's high on my list.
I would like to go see it with you guys.
Okay, okay. Let's do it. So,
Gerald, how do you feel about that?
I'm not a big Ghostbusters guy, but I will go see it and objectively grade it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Look, slide into our DMs. Give us what you want in G-Rated. I don't mean that in any... Just tell us.
It's not
also,
R-rated. It's
also
G-rated.
We do got to say this. We got a really cool thing that we're testing out, and we're only testing it out with members. And I'm just going to say it like that. It's the technology of what we're going to do with our members here in the next game or two is going to be really, really awesome. So if you're not a member, become a member, because we're going to extend the invite here within the next week or so for our members.
Oh, what? John rented a theater on Saturday and we all can come?
What?
Yes.
All
right, John.
John, you are my new favorite Cove Crazies.
We got to do that.
Slide you are the DMs, mayor of the John. Cove Crazies. Congratulations,
John. Hit us up.
Slide in the DMs, John.
Yeah, we met
John at Four Peaks over the final or playoff run. We talked with John. So, good guy. By the way, quick here. None of you people gave me my fair due.
What's that?
Okay. I said, when asked during our favorites, I said, take Minnesota at +4.5. Pick, I said, Suns by 2, Suns by 3. Saul was right in his really ornate, ridiculous keys to the game when he said, trust Espo.
I think the word you're looking for is fantastic.
That is not the word I was looking for. But
even when I give you credit, you still can't give me credit.
Okay, it was unique. I'll give you unique.
It was over the top is what it was.
It was. Yes, it was.
It was definitely, wasn't it better or bigger?
It was better, I
it was
think.
Both. Better. It was better and bigger.
I was trying to think of the title, and then I couldn't remember what it was.
I wasn't going anywhere else. I just said it was better and bigger.
You
should have seen the keys before my editor got their hands on them. I was trying to make them bigger than your keys.
By the way, Brian in the chat says, I lost a $50K on Kaminsky stock. No refunds. That's just to remind you. No
final
refunds.
Final sale.
Yeah.
Final sale.
Oh, boy.
Anything else?
Robert York, you are correct. No Time to Die was a dope movie. That's all I got.
Sunderous Dunk said I was right about my Squid Games reference, too.
It was brutal.
This was going to be all types of brutal.
It was.
A bloody psychological war.
Well, with that. What?
What? The chat is vicious tonight. Espo sounds so aggressive that he wants to get more ice cream.
Gerald is the Jesse Friedman of the show.
What's the money line on Espo's tattoo? It's looking like I'm not going to have to get one, thanks to Frank.
No, it'll come eventually.
I'm putting it at -100 still.
Eventually.
We got a lot of long season left. I'm telling you, in April, just when you think it's safe.
Totally.
That's what's going to happen.
Come. Aaron, yes, we are ready for the
stop looking
map.
At my shorts, you weirdo. Gosh. That's like the second comment he's made about my shorts. Stop looking at me.
Don't sit dead center next time.
Well, where else am I supposed to go?
Just bring a blanket.
Just wear pants. It's
pants.
That simple.
I don't want to wear pants. It's still like 90 degrees outside in fucking November. What is wrong with Arizona?
Oh, John brings up a really good point. Espo, did you actually say it had to be this season, or did you just say 30 points in a game? John, did you?
There you go, Johnny.
Did the plot thicken?
There we go.
I might have to quit.
Lifelong. Oh, my God. I hope he gets traded to, like, the worst team.
Overseas is not included.
Overseas.
John,
the
overseas
G League is. The G League is.
People are going to be going to the YMCA
this.
Counting Frank's points.
That's
you
right.
know? Yeah. Nope. You guys are awful.
I really like this one.
Sundress Dunks. Ooh, lawyer. My lawyer is in the chat, so if you need to speak with him, he'll be representing me in this case. Frank and Israel for 40. Okay. What did I do? Which
I can't wait for this to happen. So we will be back here on Wednesday at 7:30 pregame because it is an 8 o'clock tip.
Lindsay's 8 o'clock.
She could barely get those words out.
7:30. So have an afternoon coffee and come hang out with us right here at 7:30 on Wednesday. Then we can enjoy the game together, chat on Twitter, and then we'll be right back here after the game. And hopefully the VIP lounge will be popping again then.
Audio only edition tomorrow too.
We do. We have
God knows what the hell we're going to talk about, but we'll be here.
Yeah, we'll have an audio edition podcast for you guys tomorrow, so you can listen to that wherever you listen to your podcast normally. And then we're going to take Thursday off. A little break for us. And we'll be back right here on Friday for another Suns-Mavs matchup. Right. 2 in 1 week.
Also at 8 p.m. Also on ESPN.
I don't know why the hell they did that.
ESPN really hates us.
7:30 p.m.
ESPN really likes the Mavs. They're like, ooh, we can get the Mavs twice. So they're playing the Suns. Whatever.
Yeah.
How does it have back-to-back at home against the Mavs on ESPN?
With a day in between.
That's going to be the weirdest scheduling quirk ever.
Yeah.
By the way, my lawyer said I am, in fact, contractually obligated on this on this Frank thing. He said it in the chat. So I'm screwed.
Love that.
Cool.
So, yeah, that's our schedule for the week. So tomorrow, again, audio only, and then we'll see you right back here on Wednesday at 7:30 to pregame before the Mavs and the Suns tip off. So we'll see you guys then. Until then, I'm Lindsay Smith. You can follow me on Twitter at LindsaySmithAZ. That's Saul Bookman. You can follow him on Twitter at Saul_Bookman. Gerald Bourget, you can follow him on Twitter at Gerald Bourget. And, of course, you can follow Espo on Twitter at Espo.
The underscores in Saul's name to hold all the ice cream that I apparently like. Ahoy,
also,
hoy.
Also, make sure you go check out gophnx.com, please. And like and subscribe our YouTube channel. It helps us. Thank you very much.